Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy 2015 to you. You're into the groove now. You have no choice. You can't look back. What you're going to do, undoubtedly, sometime over the next 2 or 3 months, thinking about the new year, your resolutions, is you're going to get your physical exam from your medical doctor. That's the one your insurance pays for. That's the one you depend on to take care of your health. And of course, since this is Straight Talk on Health, we're going to give you an insight into that, because it's not the case. Those blood tests you get each year, and again, those of you who have listened to the show in the past, you know, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, that's with two T's, .cc. If you're new to the show, same thing. Get to that website when you can. Why? I'll show you the pictures so you can look at the visual image and you can put that into your memory. A lot easier to do that. So you're going to go to your physical, you're going to go to your medical doctor, you're going to get your blood work, and they're going to leave out a lot of tests because the way the money works today, what we try to do is give you the non-specific test, and if that alerts us, then maybe, of course, a lot of you are going to have to plead with your doctors, plead with your managed care system, this is increasingly the case, to get the specialty test. But the specialty tests I'm going to get to today, most of them your doctors don't even know about. That's kind of ridiculous, but that's always the way it is. There's always the cutting edge, and there's always what hits the mainstream, and the gap between the two. Well, in all fairness to your medical doctors, a lot of times they don't have to study that. So, as I've seen consistently now for the last year, when I ask my clients to go to their managed care facility and ask them to get, number one, the oxidized cholesterol test, almost every time I hear, he didn't know what that was. What is that? I'm not going to order something if I don't even know what it is or where to get it. And I'm going to give you a bunch of these today, as much as 60 minutes permits. Again, this is the third show of lab tests. This is the specialty lab test. And in the past, we went into the more standard ones so you could understand them and interpret them. But some of these today you've not ever even heard of, neither has your medical doctor. And it's your job to bring it to him or her. And I think if they're reasonable and they'll take the time to do the work, they'll go to the specialty lab and order them. And even if you have to pay out of pocket, these tests are worth it. Why? Well, I'm going to start with oxidized cholesterol because 1 out of 3 Americans, pushing on 1 out of 2 Americans, is going to have some sort of a cardiovascular event in the end. In the end, something's going to happen to the heart. You may get a stroke. There may be other type of autoimmune damage to the blood vessels. And even if there's not, you're going to suffer from decreased perfusion, because the blood's too thick. All of this is under the cardiovascular dome. And one test you want to get familiar with is oxidized cholesterol. Now, if you're on the website, which I hope you are, I want you to go to, just so you understand, when you hear these are so cutting edge, these are so fringe, these are so nonsensical, just understand there are a host of the very medical doctors that you're talking to who are on board with these tests, who research these tests, who publish on these tests. And in past shows, I've given you this data already. We're going to sum it up a little differently today. But take a look at picture number 6. Now, here's a guy, Ladd McNamara. Of course, if you Google him up, you're always going to get some idiot that has an axe to grind with this guy, just as you will with Dwight Lundell. And understand, and a lot of people do this and don't understand, anytime someone runs ahead of the curve, you're going to have the quack squad blow their whistle. In other words, the clones, the nitwits, the people who think their job is to manage creative thought and knock down every creative trend or cutting-edge perception in medicine. Where did you see this 40, 50 years ago? Cigarettes. If you do the research, and I'm not going to do a show on this, but I've done enough myself to know that when we were and others were touting that cigarettes were dangerous for your health, the quack squad was there all the way back in the 50s saying, hey, you're telling people cigarettes are dangerous for your health? You're a quack, because there's no data to support that. And this will follow with every single medical cutting-edge opinion on the line. And today, with this thing about cholesterol being the concern about it being somewhat mythical, that it needs to be qualified, that what we're getting with the basic LDL, HDL tests is ridiculous and absurd, that half the people that get heart attacks each year have normal cholesterol levels and no one's taking a look at that. All of this, when it's under the tutelage of, say, a guy like Led McNamara, the quack squad comes out, and you go to your Google search, and you'll see three or four articles on what an idiot this guy is. And it's the same thing with Dwight Lundell. It's the same thing with me. It's the same thing with anybody that speaks out. So you have to understand that context. But here's Led McNamara, just as, if you turn to the next picture, picture number 7, Dwight Lundell. Dwight Lundell was the guy that did all the angioplasties. Dwight Lundell was all the guy that did all the bypass surgeries and went out and published about, oh, here, you're about to discover what causes heart disease, and it's not cholesterol. Now, the medical profession in general is evolving in understanding of this, but it's very slow. I, mind you, is a great little YouTube segment out. It's about an hour on by a guy named Ed Griffith on amygdala, vitamin B17. At any rate, in this little YouTube clip, he mentions that ascorbic acid, meaning vitamin C, was known to cure scurvy in the early 1800s. And it took about 100 years or so for the medical model to pick up and accept it. If you study medicine, the history of medicine, the social history, almost invariably you will find from the time someone starts touting that something works, it's 100 to 200 to 300 to 500 years before it becomes mainstream. I mean, this is regrettable, but this is the reality of it. And you're going to see this with this cholesterol nonsense. Why do I repeat myself? Pardon me if you listen to the show regularly and you're hearing this again. Because I never stop hearing about it. It never stops. People are still coming in concerned about their cholesterol levels and what to do about it, because someone ran an LDL and it's 20% higher than the norm that was 20% higher 20 years ago. So we want to put an end to this absurdity. Here's the test. It's called oxidized cholesterol. Now go to picture number 5, CMB Laboratory in Cyprus. I'll give you another one, LabCorp. LabCorp. C-O-R-P, as in corporation. They will run oxidized cholesterol. What is oxidized cholesterol versus regular cholesterol? What is oxidized cholesterol versus regular cholesterol? Turn to picture number 3. I think this is a great example of it. Picture number 3, LDL. Do you see that? Low-density lipoproteins. That's what you call that standard cholesterol you get measured in that superficial, almost nonsensical test you get once a year. And that LDL in the center of that picture, that LDL is about to have somebody, I mean metaphorically, somebody come up to it with a pitchfork and stab it 100 times in the head. That LDL molecule is going to be attacked by free radicals to the extent where it's going to have a million holes in it. We can call this glycation. We can call it glycooxidation. We can call it free radical damage. We can call it oxidative stress, since a lot of these molecules that attack the normal LDL, the normal cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. The molecules that attack it using oxygen as its spearhead. So we say they are free radical oxygen reactive species. You got it. Oxygen. Oxygen we breathe. Oxygen in our cells. Oxygen can get transformed into something that creates damage in the body. Well, not just oxygen. Lots of things can get transformed to the kind of little termites running around molecularly in the body that like to chip the paint off the walls. And this type of in this case, oxygen-driven process comes up to your LDL and starts tearing it apart, starts poking holes in it. Oxidation, oxidative stress, glycation, so on and so forth. Once that happens, now look right above that LDL molecule, it ultimately creates an inflammatory reaction, turning the LDL into what we call a foam cell. It's part of an LDL foam cell complex. And that big snot ball will stick to the inside of the endothelial layer of the artery. And this is, in part, what drives plaque formation. Now, the point is, if this process isn't occurring, if your LDL is not oxidizing at a very rapid rate, your cholesterol could be 400 and your arteries will be clear. Case in point, the history of the Eskimo. Now, right there, we ought to just settle this. Really, we should put this to rest. The Eskimo. We have tribes on the African continent, Maasai, who consume unbelievably high levels of LDL. Their cholesterol should be 2,000. And it's normal. And Scandinavian scientists did much work dissecting, upon death, the bodies of Eskimos up there in northern Norway, Finland, Sweden, and found that these guys in their 80s, 90s, 100s had the arteries of two-year-old kids. This is all in the literature for you to look at. It's all in the literature for your medical doctors to look at. And this is McNamara's point, and this is Lundell's point, and this is Sinatra's point, and this is my point. So what's going on then? When Kaiser sees your LDL up at 280 and says, go on a statin drug. Well, I'll leave that to you to figure out. But your point is, hey, doc, before we do this, let's run an oxidized cholesterol test. And your medical doctor can do this. And if they can't do this, refer them to the site. If they can't do this, refer them to CMB Labs. Refer them to the literature. Don't sit there shaking in your boots because your MD gives you that stern look and says, there's no science attached to any of this oxidative cholesterol testing. Yes, there is. There's tons of it. It's just they haven't read it. Now, what are they doing to their credit? Okay, this is what they're doing. The doctors are doing as far as a little bit more advanced cholesterol testing. Picture number one. Go to picture number one. Picture number one, lipoprotein subclasses, HDL, LDL, IDL, VLDL. What they're basically doing now is stating that you can't call all cholesterol the same. And what we've got now is this notion that if your cholesterol, two people have an ounce of cholesterol in the blood, and one person has that 1 ounce in one huge blob, and the other person has that 1 ounce in 50 billion microblobs. So two people have the same LDL reading. They both have 1 ounce of cholesterol in their blood. And one person has in that 1 ounce of cholesterol one big blob of cholesterol, and the other person has that in that 1 ounce 50 billion little blobs. It's the 50 billion little ones that are dangerous. The 50 billion little